Let's cross to the United States, patiently waiting. Danielle Kurtzleben, thanks for that. She's with NPR's Washington desk, really interested in this Supreme Court case regarding blanket immunity for a former president. It's a significant case, Danielle. Welcome.
Yes, it's very significant. We're all very interested in it over here, of course, because this is related to the special prosecutor Jack Smith's investigation into efforts to overturn the the results of the 2020 election. And in particular, he is paying attention to the actions on January 6th, including Donald Trump's speech that day, to what degree he incited that crowd, all of that. So this is related to that. Trump's lawyers went to the Supreme Court to argue that a president should have blanket immunity for everything that a president should have blanket immunity after the presidency for any criminal acts they committed during the presidency. What Trump's lawyer is arguing is that otherwise, any given president would be hamstrung, essentially, as president. They would be continually afraid of being prosecuted by the next president in line. Now, that is their argument. What the other side is arguing, the prosecutors, Jack Smith's lawyers, they're saying you would just be allowing a president to act with impunity, to do anything they wanted as president. And so those were the two sides arguing before the court.
Can you argue that a president could be accused of criminality while they are president, however unlikely that might be?
Well, this came up during the Nixon presidency. And one thing that was found at the time, was decided at the time, was that you cannot prosecute a sitting president for criminal activity. Now, what happened? But then the question was, what would happen afterwards? What happened afterwards was that Nixon left office, and then Jimmy Carter, when he took office, pardoned Nixon, and Nixon accepted. So pardons would also complicate this.
Well, they would do, because if you can't prosecute a president after they've left the presidency, why should you be able to pardon them? Second point.
Very good point.
Is this not about trusting the courts that even were there to be a vexatious push by a president, that your criminal legal system and your court system ought to be able to resist that?
Yeah, that is another very good point. I mean, this is so much of this is about law versus norms, because it's also about trust of the president, right? Because what this is laying bare is that right now there's a bit of an honor system in place. You are trusting the president not to act criminally while they are in office. But what Trump does is violate any norm that is not nailed down as a law. Now, what also I want to make sure I add in the time we have here is that some particularly conservative members of the Supreme Court bench seemed willing to agree with Trump, at least on some of this. Now, no one knows what the Supreme Court is going to decide. No one knows what they're thinking. What is generally thought is that at the very least, they may allow him some form of immunity for some acts. The question is how much, but also timing is really important here, because if the Supreme Court drags its feet in putting out its opinion, then that means it is very unlikely that this trial happens before the election. And that is another big issue here.
We will return to it. Thank you, Danielle. We'll be returning to it a lot, I think. Thank you very much. That's Danielle Kurtzleben, political correspondent for NPR.